Well, we were reliably told that Robbie was just making a sandwich, so we just lost him, but we've got him back. Morning, Robbie.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I'm dropping little Indigo at, this is true, Indigo at gymnastics camp.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the gymnastics teacher quite well, Chantal, and I gave her a hug, and as I hugged her, my iPod dropped into a hoodie. And that's why it cut out.
That old chestnut.
so I had to delve into Chantel's hoodie to find my iPod.
How'd you go?
Yeah, I was very successful. That's why I'm now speaking to you now.
Beautiful.
You've got to be careful with delving into, you know.
Oh, wish there was ladies, paparazzi there. One photo of that, Robbie. Look out.
Hoodies. Yeah, I know, it's lucky. You know what it's like, so the paparazzi just never leave us alone, do they?
One photo.
Hey, Rob, tell us about this story in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning. Man United are linked to buying the Central Coast Mariners and then relocating them.
Yeah, ridiculous idea.
Hey, Robbie, is it possible to turn the radio down in the background there?
I actually did better and I turned it off.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Sorry, I was listening to a bit of Dua Lipa on Nova.
As you do.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous idea. It doesn't work. Central Coast Mariners are the Central Coast, and they stay on the Central Coast, and that's where they'll be. Now, as far as Manchester United taking them over, that's obviously one of the biggest clubs in the world. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think there's been... I don't think it's... It doesn't work when you take over a club and try to move them. That would be the biggest mistake. No problem with them taking them over. Obviously, there might be a little bit of... because Manchester City, of course, own Melbourne City. Maybe Manchester United looking to take a stake in Australian football. But, yeah, look, one to follow. I'm not sure how true it is. Of course, things like this do come out from time to time. And we'll just have to follow the story. But as far as relocating them to Sydney, it doesn't work. If you're gonna make a new club in Sydney, fair enough, go and do it. But you're not moving the Mariners because it wouldn't be the Mariners.
Robbie, what do you think about if something like this does happen? Like you say, United do buy into football in this country. Is that a good thing? Is that a positive step forward? Whether they move the Mariners or not?
Yeah, look, I think it's positive. I think there's been a lot of positives out of Manchester City's taking over of Melbourne City.
Yeah,
we see that they're one of the best teams in this country at the moment. No doubt about that. Struggled a little bit for a fan base because Melbourne Victory was so entrenched there. But there are a lot of positives, and I think United would do it. Depends on their motivation. And what, obviously, a part of their motivation is developing young players, of course, and you know, finding, as Manchester City did, they found, Aaron Moy was one particular player that they made a lot of money out of. So, yeah, look, there's positives and negatives. The negatives are, and I've been directly involved in a club that was taken over by a European super club, if you want. The Scottish club Rangers took over Northern Spirit in the late 90s. And it wasn't very successful, and the reason being, and Manchester United probably less ascent, being a more global name than Rangers were. But what you do is, if Manchester United take over the Central Coast, you basically rule out, and this is how passionate English fans are. You know, fans of Liverpool. If you've got a Mariners fan who's also a Liverpool fan, it's quite possible that he would not follow the Mariners anymore because of his dislike of Manchester United. And that's the way English fans are. Same goes for Tottenham fans, Chelsea fans, whoever they may be, might take exception to the fact that they're owned by Manchester United. And I know that's happened with Manchester City taking over Melbourne City in Melbourne.
Now, the top four in the Premier League, how do you expect it to play out, Robbie? Because that seems like the most fascinating battle as we head towards the back end or the conclusion of the season.
Yeah, well, the top four, well, the ones below Manchester City, that's the battle. Manchester City are champions. They're not going to be caught. Yeah. So there's three
spots. Talking the Champions League battle.
Yeah, so, well, Man United looked to have second spot. Not tied up, but they're definitely in a strong position to finish in the top four. And then it's a battle between Chelsea. Liverpool have put themselves right back in the mix after looking out of it a few weeks ago. But they've had now three or four wins on the trot. And that would be a successful season, given how Liverpool fell off a cliff. Of course, and the big story is my former club, West Ham, are just going great guns and keep winning when not expected. Another win, a dramatic 3-2 win in this round. So they're in the mix. Of course, I mentioned Chelsea. So it's going to be very, very interesting, that battle. Even someone like a Wolves, who's not out of it completely yet. So that's certainly the most interesting battle at the moment, is those battle for third and fourth.
What about this game on Thursday morning with Liverpool playing Real Madrid? Can they win and win by three goals?
Well, they don't need to win by three. They only need to win by two because of the way goals. So if they win 2-0, they're through. They don't want to concede a goal because the match the 3-1. And if they get two, then you have to get four, five and six. So it gets very, not complicated, but... okay, it's complicated.
when you just said that, the three of us just looked at each other and went...
We're simple people, though.
The away goal does turn it into... But basically, they'll need to win by three goals if Real Madrid get two. They'll need to win by the same result to take it extra time if they win 3-1. But 2-0 is the scoreline they're going to be looking for. Well, that's the one they're going to be looking for. And remember, people might think it's impossible. Of course, they're in different form. But if you go back to when they lost 3-0 at Barcelona and that famous game at Anfield when they won 4-0 to go through. So Anfield has a history of European comebacks and boilovers, and this might just be one of them. But as we know, the big difference being it's COVID, there'll be no crowd. So you don't get that, the 55,000 people screaming on and making comebacks like that maybe possible. But yeah, look, they're still in it. Real Madrid, though, are favourite.
Just finally, a tip tonight. Newcastle, $2.25. Perth Glory, $2.90. The draw, $3.60 with Tab.
Oh, Newcastle can't take a trick. They've lost seven on the bounce. I'll go for Perth Glory.
There you go. $2.90 outsiders of the two. The draw, $3.60. Good on you, Robbie. Have a good day, mate. We'll chat later in the week.
Good on you, guys. Cheers, boys.